What other methods are there to boost our ratzon, our desire to improve Yiras Shamayim? The Zohar says, Gufa deloy nohir bachinle. A body which doesn't shine, you beat it up. Meaning that if a person's guf, his gashmius, his connection to the physical world is a little too intense and doesn't allow for ruchnius to shine through, it's necessary to beat it down. Now, how is that done? There was a time in history when this was done through fasting and other forms of self-deprivation. This is not an option anymore. Hasn't really been for hundreds of years, perhaps only for unique individuals. Other great tzaddikim, the Chafetz Chaim was known to do this, would lock themselves in a room and talk to themselves, give themselves mussar, and actively try to beat down their physical self. This isn't for most people as well. If we try this, it wouldn't be authentic. So what can we do? We can certainly put time aside when we are alone and start talking to Hashem. By talking to Hashem, little by little, we can make ourselves aware of His presence, the foundation for Yiras Shamayim. By asking Him for assistance and inspiration in Yiras Shamayim, we can daven and daven, and this way we make it something we really want. If we keep our eye open during davening, we'll see that we daven for Yiras Shamayim multiple times during davening. Everybody notices it when we mention it twice during Rosh Chodesh benching, as we just did this past Shabbos. But we say it every day. In Matayvu, we say, Eshtachaveb el heichal kod shecho b'yirosecho. We should bow down in your holy house with Yiras Shamayim. It's a tefillah. We say in Ahava Rabba, V'yachid levaveinu l'ahava u'liyira eshamecho. The Yachel Levavim, I mean, it should be the only thing in our heart, the only thing that gets us excited, that takes up our heart, is Ahava and Yira. We finish Shemoneh Esrei by saying, Eloikai, Nitzor L'shoini Meira, protect my mouth from saying evil things, which essentially is a request for Yiras Shamayim. In Avolat Tzion, we say, Hu Yiftach Libeinu B'Seirasoi, open our hearts to Torah, V'yosem B'Libeinu Ahavosoi V'Yirasoi. Put in our hearts His love and fear of Hashem. The last is Ritzoyner, so that we can do His will, of the Belev of Shalom, and we can serve Him, Belev of Shalom, with a full, undivided heart. And lastly, in Al Kain, we say, V'yikablu chulam o malchasecha, everybody should be mikabel on themselves, o malchas shemayim, which of course means Yiras Shamayim. It's also important to look for inspiration in other places. We can listen to shiurim of people who are full of Yiras Shamayim. Simply hearing tzaddikim like that speak fills the heart with Yiras Shamayim and love of Hashem. When a person speaks from the heart, it has an inevitable effect on our hearts. And lastly, if we do want to be more spiritual people, we have to literally beat down our gashmias, our physical selves, and find a way to distance ourselves somewhat from gashmis. Now, this means different things by every person, but by everyone, the idea is that if we find ourselves a little too immersed in this world's pleasures, if we're getting too into it, talking about it, thinking about it, having our whole day revolve around achieving pleasure, that is not conducive to Yiras Shamayim. So if we can find some small way to reduce our attachment to this world so that it's not excessive, this will go a long way to us becoming more spiritual people, more aware of Hashem, and ultimately greater Yiras Shamayim. In summary, to work on Yiras Shamayim, we must first work on our desire to be Yiras Shamayim. To do that, we have to find time to think and learn about Yiras Shamayim. Read about tzaddikim that lived lives of Yiras Shamayim, and hear tzaddikim speak about Yiras Shamayim. We have to move beyond our complacency and seek to grow, get excited about something new, a new plan, a new mahalach, a new way to achieve Yiras Shamayim, and we have to talk and dive into Hashem so that we find Him and truly desire to be close to Him. When a person lives with Yiras Shamayim, it's not a pressure-filled existence, constantly thinking about Hashem and what we can or can't do. Being that it's something we would really want and desire, every moment of Yiras Shamayim is achieving a goal and is immensely satisfying. Just as someone who is an entrepreneur works crazy hard to build his business, he doesn't find it pressure-filled as much as fulfilling and successful as he achieves goal after goal. Likewise, in Avodas Hashem, at no point is it, nor should it be, something which feels like a yoke and a pressure. It's filling our ratan, our will, what we're trying to do, and therefore it's synonymous with simcha, and it will fill us with a sense of fulfillment. Baruch Hashem, we've just finished the chapter entitled Yira, Fear of Hashem. We'll now begin the chapter entitled Ahava, Love of Hashem. This is also the gateway to the higher levels of Yiras Shamayim, which is Yiras HaRemimus, the awe of the greatness of Hashem.